91X News.
It's 10 degrees and with light showers at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm David Mallory. A Canadian man has been charged in the United States with conspiring to send equipment used to test missile systems to Iran. Court documents show Gobad Gasnapour, who was born in Iran, was arrested last week in Washington state following a federal investigation that spanned several years. A charging document filed with the court alleges Gasnapour was the mastermind behind a scheme to help his father's friends in Iran launder money and illegally import goods into the country. The Quinte West Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police is looking for the public's assistance in finding a missing woman and her dog. Her dog has since been found dead, but her location is still unknown. 70-year-old Marjorie Lucas from Quinte West has not been seen since March 25, 2017. Lucas is described as being 5'6" tall, 175 pounds of a medium build, with gray hair and wears glasses. She was last seen driving a 2010 brown Chevrolet Malibu with Ontario license plate MARJ68. Quinte West OPP are asking for the public's help after a family's personal irreplaceable items along with jewelry, electronics, and cash were stolen during a break-in. The break-in happened on March 16th between 9:50 a.m. and 3:45 p.m., according to the OPP. One or more intruders forced their way through a locked door at the home, which is near the fire station on County Road 5. The investigation into the break-in is ongoing. OPP are asking anyone with information to contact them at 613-392-3561. This evening at 6:30 p.m., Furlow Ward residents are invited to have their say on Belleville's budget plans Tuesday afternoon at the Jerry Masterson Community Center. Ward 2 councillors Jackie Dennis and Paul Carr are inviting the public to review the city's draft operating budget. QNET News will be there to cover the meeting. A $60,000 reward is being offered for information in a shooting near a Roman Catholic school in Philadelphia that killed 3 men and wounded a 4th. Authorities say an argument appears to have been behind the 25 shots fired at a group standing on the block Monday afternoon. Tyre Jabbar and Ronald Fenwick died within minutes. Marcello Robertson died later at a hospital. A man shot in the stomach is hospitalized in stable condition. Police homicide Captain James Clark said Tuesday investigators are collecting surveillance video. He says stepped-up patrols in the area are planned. The shooting occurred near St. Malachy Catholic School, which has students in kindergarten through 8th grade, and was locked down. The White House says a suspected chemical attack by the Syrian government against civilians cannot be ignored, but it fell short of offering plans of action. Spokesman Son Spicer says the suspected attack in Syria's rebel-held northern Idlib is a catastrophe made worse by the inaction of the Obama administration.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons, and then did nothing.
Syrian opposition activists claim the airstrike was carried out either by the Syrian government or Russian warplanes. The attack is believed to have killed dozens of people. The head of the Senate's Ethics Committee says all options are on the table when it comes to possible punishments for Senator Don Meredith over his sexual relationship with a 16-year-old girl. Terry Pedwall reports.
Senator Raynell Andrechuk calls the case complicated and one that requires the committee to consider the impact of its final decision on Don Meredith, other senators, the public, and the reputation of the Senate. Andrechuk says the 5-member body has yet to make a final decision, and it's not known when that will happen. Meredith testified today in front of the Ethics Committee about a damning report that concluded he abused his position as senator when he had a sexual relationship with a teenager. Meredith left the room after about an hour of testimony, walking out a side door and refusing to talk to reporters. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Liquor Control Board of Ontario staff will be holding a strike vote on April 24th and 25th. The union has long rallied against the government's move to sell beer, wine, and cider in grocery stores, calling it creeping privatization. At the bargaining table, LCBO is demanding concessions that it will not accept, and says major concerns include job security, scheduling, and health and safety. They have asked the Ministry of Labor to appoint a conciliator, and if those discussions fail, it can start the clock toward a strike. There are 130 grocery stores in Ontario now selling beer and cider, with 70 of those also selling wine, and the government intends to expand that up to 450. On Monday morning, the Cobourg Police and the Cornerstone Organization held a media event promoting the new joint program that is intended to assist with sexual assault and spousal abuse cases in Cobourg. Cobourg Police Chief Kai Liu has high hopes for the program.
This program also allows the police service to hire expertise through a partnership with Cornerstone, in that if we were to go out and hire our own individual, we certainly couldn't afford it. And by tapping into the expertise of Cornerstone, we get the many, many years of expertise that they have firsthand working with victims.
A Rhode Island man has been convicted of repeatedly raping his then-girlfriend after he became angry that she smoked their last cigarette. The Providence Journal reports that the Attorney General's office says a Superior Court jury convicted 36-year-old Leopoldo Bellin of 4 counts of first-degree sexual assault for the April 2014 attack. Prosecutors say Bellin violently assaulted the then 21-year-old woman who fled the Wound Socket apartment wearing only a bedsheet. A neighbor called 911. Bellin is accused in a separate case of beating 78-year-old Delora Cabral to death during a home invasion in 2013. Authorities have said that Cabral, a landlord, was trying to defend one of his tenants from being robbed. Bellin has pleaded not guilty to 13 charges. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
The 90s, it was the decade of the Macarena, 90210, pagers, and platform sneakers. But unlike those fads, one 90s creation is still going strong. The Trenton MFRC. Celebrate 25 years at the Trenton Military Family Resource Center. Scotiabank presents the Invisible Ribbon Gala. Enjoy dinner, auctions, and live music. Get your tickets online. Visit invisibleribbon.ca. Together, we are stronger. The Invisible Ribbon Gala, 90s to now, Saturday, May 13th.
Proudly sponsored by Alternative Radio 91X.
Good afternoon. I'm David Mallory with QNET Sports. Forward TJ Hoshi of the Washington Capitals is holding out hope NHL players will participate in the 2018 Winter Games. Hoshi believes that there's still a slim chance that the league will change its mind and allow its players to continue playing in the Olympics.
For some reason, for me, I still feel like it's going to happen. So it's gonna come down to the very last moment for me to when I really believe we're not going to go. It'd be very unfortunate if we weren't able to go over there.
James Van Riemsdyk has nothing but positive memories about playing in the Olympics. The Toronto Maple Leafs forward says it's unfortunate NHL players won't get the chance to play in the 2018 Winter Games now.
Once I got the chance to play for the national team and the U.S. program in Ann Arbor, that kind of opened my eyes how special it was to be able to represent your country on the big stage. And again, that was one of my career goals, was to be able to go play at an Olympics. And obviously, I'm thrilled that I got a chance to do that. And it's definitely something that's disappointing that guys won't get a chance to do that going forward.
It looks like Tony Romo is heading from the gridiron to the broadcast booth. The former Dallas quarterback is retiring and replacing analyst Phil Simms on the top NFL broadcasting team for CBS. Correspondent Skylar Dixon reports that his toughness, despite injuries, came to define Romo late in his career, as much as his playoff struggles.
He had three back injuries from 2013 to 2016. He had two surgeries that sort of at the heart of the decision. He also had three broken collarbones, one in 2010 and then two in 2015. It broke several times when he took just the wrong hit on it. He'll turn 37 this month coming off those injuries. Clearly, those are all issues in this decision for him.
The Edmonton Oilers look to move into first place in the Pacific Division when they visit the Los Angeles Kings tonight. The Oilers can move into first in an Anaheim regulation loss against visiting Calgary. The Flames also look to make a move in the playoff picture as they enter tonight's game 3 points above San Jose for third in the division. The Sharks host Vancouver tonight. The Toronto Raptors look to sweep their season series against Indiana when they visit the Pacers in NBA action tonight. The Raptors have beaten the Pacers twice in Toronto this season, with the latest victory coming to a 111-100 decision on Friday. Toronto enters the game in control of third spot in the Eastern Conference. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 4:11. It is 10 degrees. Tonight there will be periods of rain ending after midnight, and then cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, low plus 3. On Wednesday, it'll be cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early in the morning, then a mix of sun and cloud, high of 12. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Mallory, QNET News, news on 91X, next at 5.